episode 5 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on February 28th, 2009. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. The month of February flew by, and the Nightlight Stories household has successfully healed from surgery, edited a book, and completed a fun story for your listening pleasure. Since February is National Children's Dental Health Month, we thought our story fit this month perfectly. A Tooth Story was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. Have you ever helped someone by sharing knowledge about something you know? A Tooth Story by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. 6 long years ago, Toby the Tooth pushed and pushed and pushed his way right up into the mouth. Toby was lonely at first, way back then, but he didn't have to wait long before a second tooth emerged to keep him company. Tallulah, who was as sharp as a tack, was the second tooth to pop up, and lucky for Toby, came in right beside him. Toby was excited to have a new friend to talk to. In no time at all, the two teeth became fast friends, happy to have their roots firmly planted next to one another. Toby and Tallulah had a sweet life. They lived in a warm tropical climate that never got too hot and never got too cold. In fact, it always stayed around 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. They only worked for a few minutes a day, chomping and chewing, and at least twice a day they got a massage that made them sparkle. On some days, Toby and Tallulah felt tired of the grind, but most of the time, they couldn't help but smile.
"I just love this place," said Tallulah one fine morning. "What should we call it?"
"We call it home, don't we?" questioned Toby, not sure what Tallulah was getting at.
"No, no, I know it's home, but we've got to give it a cool, cutting-edge name," urged Tallulah. "You know, something we can call it other than just the mouth."
"Oh, okay," said Toby. He didn't always understand Tallulah, but he liked playing her games just the same. "Then how about Mouthtown, or Mouthville, or Mouthburg?"
"Yeah, maybe. Let's try some more. What do you think about Mouthtropolis?"
"Or," Toby suggested, getting into it, "how about Gumalot or Toothtown?"
"Ooh, I like that one," agreed Tallulah. "But do you know what I like even better? Dentisha. Let's call it that."
"Dentisha?" Toby questioned. "Really?"
"Yes, I love it. Please, can we call it Dentisha? You could be the king," Tallulah said coaxingly.
"I'm not sure," replied Toby playfully. "I kind of like Gumalot."
"As king of Dentisha, you can wear a crown," Tallulah said convincingly.
"Okay," agreed Toby, happy to please Tallulah. For a while, Toby and Tallulah lived by themselves in the kingdom of Dentisha, but it wasn't long before new residents began to sprout up. Cutter and Crest broke through at the same time, followed by the Cuspid twins. Tooth after tooth arrived, some above and some below, and each were welcomed by the king and queen of this luscious paradise. After 3 years, the last tooth to plant his roots in Dentisha was Marty the Molar, who was welcomed by a huge party thrown by Toby and Tallulah. The residents of Dentisha partied all the time, played games whenever they weren't working, and laughed at jokes told by Tallulah. Every tooth was healthy and happy, but none were as happy as Toby. All of the teeth looked to King Toby, the oldest of the teeth, to keep the parties going, handle any problems that might occur, like the time Marty got covered in a chewy fruit snack, and answer any questions that sprang up. Toby loved his life in Dentisha, roots firmly planted in the ground. 6 years of fun, 6 years of laughs, 6 years of pure bliss. One day after the morning brushing, Toby felt a little shaky. At first he thought maybe he was just cold from the water on the brush, but no one else seemed to be chilly. The feeling only lasted a few minutes, and once he got chatting with Tallulah, he quickly forgot all about the sensation. It wasn't until the next day, when the apple arrived, that he realized something was definitely wrong.
"Here we go!"
shouted Tallulah as she dug into the juicy fruit. Toby felt the squish of the apple juice all around him as he crunched into the fruit.
As the apple moved away, Toby felt a pull.
"What was that?"
he asked immediately, a little bit muffled as he smooshed the apple with the other teeth.
"What was what?"
giggled Tallulah as she worked on a piece of red skin.
"You didn't feel that pulling? I think I just moved,"
said Toby worriedly.
"Well, of course you moved. We move up and down and all around all the time."
"No, seriously, Tallulah, I think something's wrong."
"Nothing's wrong, Toby. How could you move? It must have been your imagination," Tallulah yelled back at him over the crunching apple.
"I suppose you're right," agreed Toby, trying to forget about the weird tugging sensation he had just felt. However, the weirdness of the sensation pulled at his mind, and Toby spent the rest of the day paying attention to every movement, or lack of movement, he made. At the end of the day, Toby hadn't felt anything more out of the ordinary, but he still felt worried. That night, Toby quietly listened to the other teeth as they talked about what was stuck in between them and how they couldn't wait for the nightly brushing. While Cutter finished up his story of how a piece of the skin of the apple wrapped around him like a blanket and how he swore it made him feel even warmer, Toby decided now wasn't the time to worry anyone else. Later that night, as things grew quiet in the mouth and the last of the teeth fell asleep, Toby heard a faint, muffled voice say something.
"Can you hear me yet?"
At first, he thought it was Tallulah, but when he peered over to her, she was fast asleep. He strained to hear it again, but after a few moments of intent listening, all he heard was silence. He decided to chalk it up to his overactive imagination. Really, it had been one tremendously weird day, and he was ready to put it behind him. As he started to settle down and drift into a slumber, he heard the muffled voice again.
"Hello? Hello?"
It sounded far away. The voice sounded like it was coming from below him. The voice wasn't like any voice he had ever heard. This voice was deeper, lower.
"Hello? Hello? Can you hear me yet?"
he heard the voice say in a muffled tone. Toby quickly looked around at the other teeth. He was sure that someone, maybe Crest or maybe Cutter, was playing a joke on him, but all the other teeth were also fast asleep.
"Come on, buddy,"
came the voice, a bit clearer now.
"Can you hear me now?"
Toby, feeling a bit silly talking to thin air, whispered,
"Excuse me, I couldn't really hear you. Who's talking?"
Toby listened, still as a statue, secretly hoping this new voice that, apparently only he could hear, wouldn't respond.
"Oh, good, you can hear me. Phew, I thought I was going to have to tunnel a bit longer."
"What? Who are you? Where are you? Why are you talking to just me?"
gasped Toby, now more than a little panicked. Toby realized that he was shaking all over, and he tried to calm himself.
"Oh,"
came the exasperated voice.
"I'm sorry. I thought you knew. I am making my way through the gum to become a new resident."
"Oh, a new resident," Toby said, relieved. "Phew, thought I was going crazy. Well, welcome. But there is one problem. Dentisha is completely full. We don't have any more room for a new tooth. Maybe you can go to a different mouth? No offense, mind you. We'd love to have you, but there just isn't any room here."
"Oh, yes, there is," the voice laughed.
Toby felt a tickle at the bottom of his roots and wobbled a bit in the gum.
"No, there isn't," explained Toby. "Every spot is filled. A few years ago, Marty popped up and took the last spot. Even then, it was a tight squeeze. Now we all fit perfectly in here, and there just isn't any more room."
"You don't seem to understand, my young friend. I am a permanent tooth that tunnels up to take your spot. You're going to be moving out very soon. That's just the way things work. I have strict orders from my boss. I come in, and you go out. The pleasant thing is that you and I get to spend at least a few weeks together before you go."
"I am so confused," whimpered Toby. "That just doesn't sound right. I don't really want to go. I want to stay right here with my friends. I mean, I'm king of Dentisha.
Are you sure you are tunneling vertically and not horizontally? Maybe there's room for you next to Marty in the back, after all."
"No,"
gasped the permanent tooth, who was obviously putting quite a bit of effort into his tunneling.
"I am definitely coming straight up, vertical. I thought for sure you'd be expecting me.
No one has explained this to you yet," said the voice, which had grown much clearer now that Toby knew what to listen for.
"Let's see if I can explain things," continued the burrowing grown-up tooth. "As the mouth gets older, it also gets bigger. As it gets bigger, the amount of work that needs to be done, the biting and chewing, that gets bigger too. Bigger and stronger teeth are needed to keep up with the increase in workload.
Uh-huh, said Toby. But why can't I just get bigger and stronger too? That way I could stay here with all of my friends.
I'm sorry, but that's not the way it works. But don't worry. Your friends will be leaving too. New teeth are coming up under them too, but because you're the oldest, you just happen to be first.
Hold on, shouted Toby, to which he immediately heard a bunch of sleepy grumbles.
Hold on, he said again in a lower volume this time. Where will I go? Where will we all go?
Don't worry. Once you fall out, you'll be picked up and taken somewhere safe, warm, and fun.
Who will pick me up? Toby asked worriedly.
My boss, stated the permanent tooth very matter-of-factly. Listen to me, Toby. I'm sorry this is coming as a shock to you, but you have a very important job to do. Tomorrow, you need to tell the mouth what is happening. Everyone must be prepared for this wonderful change.
Okay, I guess so, said Toby, who still wasn't quite sure about this whole thing.
Great! I'm going to be quiet now and get back to work. Onward and upward! That's my motto. Good luck tomorrow, little guy. You'll do great, said the new tooth encouragingly.
Toby's mind was spinning with questions and uncertainty. Leaving Dentisha? What about Tallulah? When would she be coming? Who was the boss? And where would they all go? Why did he have to be the first? With these questions twirling around his head, Toby drifted off to sleep. Toby awoke in the morning to the feeling of the new tooth pushing at his roots. He felt the pressure of the new tooth nudging and budging his way to the surface. Didn't take Tallulah long to notice that Toby was in a different position.
Toby, you moved! Shouted Tallulah, causing all of the other teeth to shift their attention to Toby. What's going on?
Nothing, Toby lied. It's nothing. I guess I'm just a bit loose today.
What? Cried Tallulah. Are you kidding me? I've known you for 6 years, Toby.
In all that time, you haven't moved a bit. Now don't lie to me. What's going on? Because you've definitely moved. Toby was about to lie again, make something up, anything to not have to try to explain what was happening. But then the voice of the new tooth rang through.
Tell her the truth, Toby. Tell them all the truth. They need to know what's going to happen. I know you're scared, but by sharing what's happening to you, you can make it so that all the other teeth don't have to fail scared, too.
You're right, Toby said aloud to the new tooth.
I know I'm right, answered Tallulah. So tell me, what's going on?
Listen up, everyone, Toby yelled. I have something very important to tell you. All of the teeth turned their attention to Toby, who, just at that moment, tipped just a bit forward. All of the teeth gasped at the sudden movement, and Toby whispered to the new tooth, Hey, can you give me a minute here? Take a break or something?
Oh, sorry, said the new tooth. You got it.
Toby proceeded to tell all of the residents of Dentisha of the impending events. He explained about the new tooth underneath him and how the new tooth was working his way up. He shared how they would meet the new tooth, and they too would have new teeth coming up beneath them. He put their minds at ease that they would all be reunited again once the boss came to get them, and that their jobs were almost done. Toby found the courage to tell them that, although the unknown awaited them in the future, he would be going first, leading by example. Over the next few weeks, Toby continued to move around. Every day he got looser and looser, wobbling more and more from day to day. The pressure Toby felt at first gave way to a sense of freedom. As he wiggled and wobbled, Toby saw Dentisha from many different angles and perspectives. For years, he could only see the mouth from one spot, but now his teetering self could see around Tallulah, arch way back, see up toward the roof of the mouth, or lean way forward and see down the throat toward the uvula. Also, with each passing day, Toby found his confidence grow. It was almost as if swinging back and forth and twisting right and left filled him with an eagerness to see more and experience more. Before long, Toby was ready, even eager for the move and excited about the future possibilities.
It won't be long now, Toby shouted on his last night in the mouth. I will miss you all, but remember that I will see you all shortly. Be brave, my fellow Dentisha Knights.
Tallulah felt sad that Toby was leaving. She found herself missing him even before he was gone, but every time she felt herself getting sad,
She remembered she needed to be strong for Toby, as well as for the other teeth. When Toby finally broke free of the gum line, she felt her insides lurch. "Goodbye!" yelled Toby as he left the mouth. "I'll see you soon, every one of you!" "Goodbye!" shouted Tallulah, both happy and sad at the same time. "I'll miss you, and I can't wait to see you in the next place!" When Toby was gone, all the teeth stared at each other, wondering what to do next. It was Tallulah who made the decree. "Okay, everyone. Toby is gone, but we'll see him again soon. I know just what we should do in the meantime. Let's party!" And with that, all the teeth cheered. Then, Tallulah heard a faint, muffled, grown-up voice coming up from below her.
"Hey, Tallulah, am I invited?"
We hope you enjoyed the story. Feel free to visit our blog site at www.nightlightstories.blogspot.com. Also, here are some ways you can make it easier to receive updates when there is a new episode or blog entry. You can sign up as a follower on the blog. You could subscribe free at iTunes. You could sign up at the Nightlight Stories group on Facebook. Or you could follow me on Twitter at Nightlight08. Also, feel free to leave a comment on the blog or email us at nightlightstories@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. This episode and any past or future episodes is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license, which means that you have permission to share these stories, but don't sell or alter them in any way. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.